The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Nun Beis. The Mishnah Gittin, Daf Nun Beis Amid Aleph, says that if you have a case of Yisoimim, orphans that don't have a father, so the father died, so the money comes to them, but since they're not capable, they're orphans, and they're not capable of managing their assets on their own, so the Mishnah says that instead they have an apotropis, they have a guardian that's in charge of their money. So this apotropis has the ability to take off trumas and maisers from the things that belong to them that grow. Now, halacha is that in Eretz Yisrael, that the food that grows in the ground, he has the chiyuv min ha-Torah to take off trumas and maisers. And if one doesn't take off trumas and maisers, you're not allowed to eat any of the tefuah, any of the food that grew. So the halacha is that apotropis takes off trumas and maisers on behalf of the yisoimin, because the yisoimin themselves, the yisoimin raketanim, the halacha is that a katan, someone who's under the age of bar mitzvah, is not allowed, does not have the ability to take off trumas and maisers. The Gemara asks a question. The Gemara says, "Reminu, we have a brisa, and the brisa darshens the pasuk. The pasuk says, Atin v'loy shutfin. The halacha is when it comes to taking off trumas and maisers, the halacha is that only the person himself, or if the person gives permission and he makes somebody else a shliach, so the person who owns the food has das, has knowledge that someone else is taking off his trumas and maisers, then he has the ability to take off trumas and maisers. However, the halacha is that if the someone who is not have that knowledge, he's not the owner of the peiros, and he does not have the permission, and he does not have the knowledge of the owner of the food, he is not able to take off trumas and maisers. So the Mishnah Gemara says, Atam lo shutfin, not one shutf, one partner on behalf of another partner, Atam lo arisin, Atam lo apotropis, not apotropis, does not have the ability to take off trumas and maisers on something that does not belong to him. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Chista, so we have a contradiction over here between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Says Rav Chista, Lekasha, there's no question, there's no contradiction. Kan lahachil, kan lahaniach. There's a difference between the food that the Yisoimim wish to eat and other food, other assets that they have that the Yisoimim do not wish to eat. If the Yisoimim have food and they want to eat the food, as we mentioned, the halacha is before one takes off trumas and maisers, it's usur, there's an isser. The food is considered tevel, you're not allowed to eat it until you take off the trumas and maisers. So for that, it's necessary at least to have some form of a hefker bezdin, that bezdin gives the apotropis the ability to take off trumas and maisers in order to enable the yisoimim to eat their food. However, and that's what the Mishnah was talking about when the Mishnah said that apotropis has the ability to eat. However, the braisa that says that usually apotropis does not have the ability to take off trumas and maisers, that's when we're discussing that the yisoimim have more food than they can eat. What are the yisoimim going to do with this food? It's not food they're eating for themselves. It's food that they're going to sell, food they're going to store for something else. So the food that we are discussing over here is not food that is going to be eaten. So in such a case, we do not allow the apotropis to go take off trumas and maisers on behalf of the yisoimim. So something which is lahaniach, to leave it aside, then we say that the apotropis does not have the right to take off trumas and maisers, and in which case you leave it in its state of tevel. That is what the Gemara says to do. Now, in actuality, what do we do with this tevel, with this food that the Yisraelim are not planning on eating? That we say, the Mishnah says, lahaniach. Rashi says over here, what do you do with this tevel? Rashi says, lahaniach ha-tevel ba-oitzer, you leave this food in storage, adchi yigdul, until the Yisraelim become older, until the Yisraelim are over the age of 13, over bar mitzvah. And then when they get bigger, then they themselves will be able, they'll be able to make someone else a shliach to take off the trumas and maisers. But until the Yisoimim are of age, the halacha is that we do not do anything with this tool, we leave it aside, and we don't do anything. We don't take off trumas and maisers. The Rambam in Hilchos Nachlois, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Tes, has a different shita. The Rambam over there says that what do we do with this tefuah that the Gemara says that the apotropis is not allowed to take off trumas and maisers? So the Rambam says that we take this food and we sell it. Moichrom, you sell it when it is in its state of tevel, And then the halacha is that it belongs to somebody else. After the other person bought it, and the other person who bought it, now it belongs to him. He has the right, and he is able to take off shumis and maitzris for himself. And this tool, now that this tool belongs to him, so the Rambam is a very big chiddush, because usually the halacha is that one is not usually allowed to sell tevel. The halacha is that tevel, when you sell tevel to somebody else, there's always the possibility that the person who you're selling it to is not aware of the halachas and is not aware that you're not allowed to eat tevel, and therefore by selling it to him, he's going to eat it. You're being machshelim in doing an aveirin, eating from food that has an iser tevel, which is a chi of misa. So therefore, the chum made gzeira in the halacha is that a person is not allowed to sell tevel. So the Rambam over here is saying a chiddush. The Rambam over here is saying that even though usually a person is not allowed to sell tevel, but over here, since the Petroidus doesn't have the right, the Chacham did not give him the ability to take off Trumas and Maestris, in such a situation, you are allowed to sell to somebody else, provided that the person you're selling it to is someone who you know, it's known that he's not Amma Oretz, he's somebody who is reliable when it comes to the Halachas of Trumas and Maestris, and he will be able, that person will take off the Trumas and Maestris. Rabbi Kideger over here on the side of the Gemara is Mitzayin, the Tosfos and Shabbos. The Tosfos and Shabbos on Daf Nun Dalid discusses a very interesting issue. The Gemara over there says that the Gemara over there is discussing the wealth of Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah. Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah was one of the Tanoim who lived immediately following the destruction of the Second Beis Hamikdash. And the Gemara says he was very wealthy. And the Gemara over there says that it discusses the amount of the Meiser that Rav Lezer ben Azariah was mafresh was an astronomical amount. It was thousands upon thousands of animals. Now, what type of Meiser are we talking about? Animals? We're not talking about the regular halachas of Trumas and Meiser that you take off from food. Aside from Trumas and Meiser from food, the Mishnah says at the end of Maseches Bechoris that there's a special mitzvah to take off Meiser Behemah, which is one out of every 10 animals. And that 10th animal, the halacha is you are supposed to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and bring it as a carbon shlomim, and then the owner eats it in Yerushalayim. So that is the special mitzvah of Ma'aser Behemah. So the Gemara says of Lezer ben Azariah was so rich that he was mafresh thousands upon thousands, tens of thousands of animals that were he was chayiv to bring as Ma'aser Behemah. So Taisus over there is bothered. Taisus has a very big problem, because the Gemara says clearly in Brachas, Daf Chav Zayin, Daf Chav Ches, that Rav Lezer ben Azariah became Nasi immediately following the Churban of the Second Beis HaMikdash. And it's well known fact, the Gemara says over there, that Rav Lezer ben Azariah, when he became Nasi, was very young. The Gemara says when he became Nasi, he was only 18 years old. And the Gemara says that over there, that he became Nasi when he was 18, and that time was only shortly after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So Taisa says, what do we have to conclude? We would have to conclude that from this fact that the Gemara says in Shabbos that Rav Lezer ben Azariah had many animals that he was brought as Ma'aser Behemah, we will have to conclude that the mitzvah of separating Ma'aser Behemah, he continues even in the times when there's no Beis HaMikdash. The mitzvah, Iker mitzvah of Ma'aser Behemah, is to bring it when there is a Beis HaMikdash, and to be mafresh it, and then to bring it up to the Beis HaMikdash and bring it as a carbon. What happens with Zman Hazeh when there is no Beis HaMikdash? So one can say that you should be mafresh the Ma'aser Behemah, and then I can't bring it as a carbon. The halacha is that a Ma'aser Behemah, you can wait till it gets a mum. Once it gets a mum, you're allowed to eat it outside the Beis HaMikdash. So then you would say that's what one should do with Zman Hazeh. And that's what you would have to say Rav Lezer ben Azariah did. He had tens of thousands of animals from Ma'aser Behemah. He wasn't able to bring them because it was after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So then we'll say that Titaka didn't bring them. Tosfos says we have a problem with this, because the Gemara says in Bechoris on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Chum made a gzeira. And the Chum said that we don't want to have animals that are Ma'aser Behemah that are just waiting, that are sitting around a person's field that he can't bring as a carbon. It's very possible that you might come to do an Isser, because the Ma'aser Behemah has Kedusha of a carbon. If you have Anah from it, you cut off the part of the wool of the animal, other things you have Anah, you're going to be over an Aveira. So therefore, the Chum said that it's better not to be mafresh the ma'aser behemah in the first place. And that's why bizman hazeh, the pasuk in the halacha, that there is no mitzvah to be mafresh ma'aser behemah, whether one is in Eretz Yisrael, whether one is in Chutz Laretz, bizman hazeh, since there is no Beis HaMikdash, there is a takonas chacham not to be mafresh ma'aser behemah. So now Taisa says we have a problem, because the Gemara says clearly that Elazar ben Azariah was mafresh ma'aser behemah. And if he's mafresh ma'aser behemah, how could that be? Because after the Churban, there was no mitzvah to be mafresh ma'aser behemah. Says Taisus that we must conclude that Rav Elazar ben Azariah, when he was mafresh the ma'aser behemah, is the Gemara is referring to the period of time before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Rav Elazar ben Azariah couldn't have been too old over there. In fact, we have to say that he was only still a cotton, he was under the age of 13. So Taisus says it's not a problem, because in the event that Rav Elazar ben Azariah was a cotton and he wasn't able to be mafresh ma'aser behemah, so we can say that he had an apotropis, he had a guardian, a legal guardian that was in charge of his funds, of his money, and that guardian, that apotropis, was mafresh the ma'aser behemah on behalf of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Fact the Chacham Tzvi in Tshuvas, in Siman Lamed Gimel, that l'chayra, this teretz of Taisus does not fit with our Gemara. Because in our Gemara it says that apotropis is allowed to take off Tshuvas and Ma'aser on behalf of Yisayim, that's only that the apotropis can take off enough Tshuvas and Ma'aser to allow the Yisayim to be able to eat the food. But if the Yisayim have more food than it's necessary for them to eat, on that extra food there is no heter for apotropis to take off Tshuvas and Ma'aser. So even if we say that apotropis will be mafresh the ma'aser behemah on behalf of Elazar ben Azariah, but tens of thousands of animals of ma'aser behemah is much more than Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah himself would probably eat in the course of 1 year. So that's definitely lahaniach. That's definitely not the shear of mice of trumas and ma'aseris that is necessary for one person to eat. So how could Taisa say that the apotropis of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was allowed to be mafresh all these tens of thousands of animals for the purposes of ma'aser behemah? So the Chacham Tzvi suggests in answer that he can say that we said earlier that according to Rashi, what do we do if you have more food, the Yisoyim's food that's lahaniach, that he's not going to eat? So we say that the apotropis doesn't separate ma'aser, he leaves it aside. And according to Rashi, we leave it aside, we don't do anything with it. We don't sell it, we don't do anything, we leave it until the Yisayim grow up, they turn 13, they become Gedolim, and then the Yisayim can do whatever they want with it. They themselves can take off Ma'aser, and it's in their possession, they can do whatever they want. Says the Chacham Tzvi, so when it comes to food, when it comes to grain, things that are chayiv in Shumas and Ma'aser, that the Gemara by us is discussing, so then it's true that if the food that you don't eat, you can store it. You can put it in the refrigerator, you could freeze it, there are ways to preserve the food in a way where it will last for a number of years. And therefore, by not separating Tshumas and Ma'aser today, you're not necessarily causing the Kohanim or the Levim, whoever is the recipient of the Ma'aser, to lose. However, when it comes to animals, the mitzvah to be mafsh ma'aser behemah is to be mafsh, take off the ma'aser behemah, to take off one out of 10 behemoths and bring it as a carbon Yerushalayim. If someone is mafsh ma'aser behemah, if the animal is dead, it's not possible to bring it as a ma'aser behemah. And furthermore, if the animal is not alive, you cannot be mafsh it as ma'aser behemah. So the mitzvah of hafroshas ma'aser behemah only applies so long as the animal is alive. So therefore, there is an automatic time constraint. There is a time limit to the mitzvah of hafroshas ma'aser behemah. Although, technically speaking, if a person doesn't want to eat his animals, to shech his animals and eat them, he could leave them, and he doesn't have to be mafresh ma'aser behemah at a specific time. He could leave it for next month, he could leave it for next year. However, he can't leave off separating ma'aser behemah for a number of years, because after that time, we're afraid the animals will die. When the animals will die, then you will have lost your opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah. So therefore, it says the Chacham Tzvi, so in such a case, we can't say that the apotropis, you just let the apotropis leave it to be maniach, and leave it there, and he won't be able to separate the Ma'aser Behemah. Because when it comes to Ma'aser Behemah, if he doesn't separate the Ma'aser Behemah now, is the possibility that he'll never be able to separate the Ma'aser Behemah, and he will never be able to make the mitzvah of Ma'aser Behemah. Therefore, Says the Chacham Tzvi, that's why Tosis can say that when it comes to the mitzvah Ma'aseh Behema, the rule of our Gemara does not apply. However, this answer is true according to Rashi. We mentioned earlier that Rambam disagrees with Rashi, and the Rambam says that when the apotropis is not mafresh to Trumas and Maestris, what does he do instead? He doesn't just leave it lying around. He takes it and he sells it to someone, and even though he sells it, it's Tevel, and usually you're not allowed to sell Tevel. Nevertheless, over here, the Chacham allowed you to sell the Tevel to somebody who you know is going to separate Trumas and Maestris. So in such a case, so if that's the case over there by Trumas and Maestris, so what will we say by Maaser Behema? Now, when it comes to Maaser Behema, there's an important halacha that says that the mitzvah of Afroshes Maaser Behema only applies so long as the animal was born in this person's rishus, in this person's when it was belonging to this person, and it was never sold. The Gemara says in Bechairis that once someone sells an animal to somebody else, the halacha is that an animal that is bought is lakuach, does not have the chiyuv of Afroshes Maaser Behema. So in such a case, according to the Rambam would say that by regular Trumas and Maaseris, you sell it to someone else and then the other person takes off Trumas and Maaseris, that would present a problem, because to sell the animals, Maaser Behema is making the animals potter. So we can't say that the apotropis over here, whatever the animal is not going to eat, so the apotropis should instead not take off Maaser Behema, and instead sell it to somebody else. Because if he sells it to somebody else, then he's going to mevatel the mitzvah Maaser Behema completely. It's just as bad as leaving the animals, as we said earlier, leaving the animals alone, and then after a couple of years, it's likely some of the animals will die, and then you won't be able to take off the mitzvah of Maaser Behema. So even according to the Rambam, one would be able to suggest that the Chacham Tzvi's teretz would apply. The Chacham Tzvi says that according to Rashi, you can't just leave the animal lying around for a couple of years because it may die. So too, you should say that if you sell the animal, you're also going to be mevatel from the mitzvah. If you're going to be mevatel from the mitzvah of Maaser Behema, so then you're not supposed to do that. However, in the Rambam, it's a bit of a problem to say this answer, because when the Rambam discusses Trumas and Maaseris, we said earlier, really there isn't iser to sell the tefuah that you were not mafresh Trumas and Maaseris. There's an iser to sell tevel. So with Elamai, we see that the fact that Abatroibis doesn't have the ability to take off Trumas and Maaseris, the fact that he doesn't have the ability to take it off is not overridden by the fact that the alternative is to sell this tevel and be over an iser. We say no. Even though the alternative, according to the Rambam, is to be over an iser and to sell it to somebody else, still we say that that's better than the Chacham giving the apotropis the right to take off Trumas and Maaseris. So if that's the case, then it's still a question, according to the Rambam, what should we do when it comes to Maaser Behema? When it comes to Maaser Behema, if we don't give the apotropis the right, the ability to take off and do the Hafroshes Maaser Behema, we'll say instead you should go sell it. So according to the Rambam, maybe you should go sell it. Ah, you're telling me that when it came to we don't let him do an iser. It's not true, because when it comes to Trumas and Maaseris, when it comes to the regular iser tevel, we tell him to sell it when it's tevel and be over an iser. So too said we should say the same thing over here. We should not let the apotropis take off the extra Maaser Behema, and instead we should tell him to sell it, even though by selling it that will cause a less Maaser Behema being separated. So to this question, Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Hamuna, he suggests an answer. In Derech Hamuna, in the Bir Halacha 2, Hilchos Trumas, Perek Dal Halacha Yud, says that there is a fundamental difference between the iser of selling tevel and the iser, or so to speak, the iser, the bittul mitzvah of selling an animal that has a chiyuv to mafresh Maaser Behema, and through selling it you're not going to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of hafroshes Maaser Behema anymore. Because when it comes to the iser selling tevel, there's no inherent iser in selling tevel. There's nothing wrong with selling tevel. The only problem with selling tevel is that you, there's a possibility that the buyer, the person who buys this food, is not going to take off Trumas and Maisers. But the Mechira itself, the actual selling of the Tevel, is not something that the Torah says it's Aser. It's only the result of the Mechira which is Aser. Masha'inkein, in contrast, when it comes to selling the animal that is chayv in Afrosh Maisers Behemo, There, the Chachamim were geyser and Issa. The Chachamim said that when it comes the time to separate Ma'aser Behema, a person is not allowed to sell. That means there was a special gezeira and takana that the Chachamim made, that there is an Issa to sell an animal after a certain point in time, after the Mishnah says it's a gil of geyrin, certain times of the year, it's not mutter anymore to sell the animals of Ma'aser Behema. So when we're talking about, when the choices are to either take off Ma'aser Behema or sell it, then we say, you can't do either one. You can't take off Ma'aser Behema and you can't sell it either because selling it is inherently Aser. So the only other option is to the Chacham to give us permission for the Apotropes to take off Ma'aser Behema. Whereas when it comes to regular Trumas and Ma'asers, if the issue is taking off Trumas and Ma'asers versus the issue of selling Tevel, well, selling Tevel is not as bad as selling an animal that's oimid for Afroshes Ma'aser Behema, because selling Tevel is not an inherent Isser. It's only what comes out from the selling of Tevel that someone will come out not separate Trumas and Ma'asers, which is the Isser.